Praise God. It's good to be with you this morning, and I hope the Word is giving you something to think about, to study, to pray, to seek His face. You know, I've said it time after time after time. It's not hard to serve God. You just got to discipline yourself to want to move forward in what God's doing. You've got to discipline yourself to let the Spirit of God begin to change you, to bring you to the place that He can renew you in the spirit of your mind. But here in Luke 4, I've been talking about that first scripture, and I'm going to go back and read it again. Luke 4 and 1. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. Y'all see that? And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. In those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he was afterward hungered. Now, we repent. We come to the Lord. We get baptized in water. We receive an earnest of the Holy Ghost, and then it's like we just sat down. So what I'm asking you, here Jesus was, followed the plan of salvation. When John asked him and said, I don't need to baptize you, you need to baptize me. Jesus said, suffer it to be so, to fulfill all righteousness' sake, or we're going to follow the plan of salvation, of repentance, and then accepting water baptism for the remission of sin, and then receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, like, you know, Acts 2:38. Peter preached, repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is promised unto you and unto your children and unto your children's children and as many as afar off, I believe, is basically the way the Scripture reads. So we know the plan of salvation is repentance, water baptism, and then receiving the Holy Ghost. So Jesus did. He followed the plan of salvation. He had John baptizing. He come up out of the water. The Spirit descended on him like a dove. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says there in Luke 4 and 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, what I'm asking and what I want somebody to tell me is, if he was full of the Holy Ghost, what was the purpose? Have you ever thought about the reasoning? Have you ever thought about why the Spirit led him into the wilderness? And in that prophecy, on April the 23rd, the Lord spoke, and it was like it was speaking from the person of Jesus, and he said, I was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And when I was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, I had a purpose and I had a focus. And then he went on later and said, and there was reasoning behind me going forward. Now stop and ask yourself, you're taught repentance, you're taught water baptism, you're taught to seek for the indwelling of the Spirit of Christ. But once you've experienced this and once you've received the Holy Ghost, it's like there's no further teaching to take you into a depth. There's nothing to teach you to grow, teach you to seek, search, knock, ask, seek. I mean, there's Scripture, but as far as teaching and the leadership you're sitting under, where is it taking you? Where is it taking you? What's it telling you? What is supposed to be next in your walk with God? Here Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost, yet for some reason the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and he was there 40 days and 40 nights without food, and he was tempted that full time by the devil. He just wasn't at the end. After he was hungered and the devil came to him and started tempting him, he was tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord showed me 2 or 3 years ago that while he was out there, the Father taught him things concerning ministry. When you read the Word of God in Luke 1, and I'm not sure I can go right to the scripture, but I believe it's like the 58th or 59th verse or somewhere in there. Now that's talking about his circumcision. But anyway, it talks about him growing in wisdom, in stature, in finding favor with God and man. It talks about this. Let me see if it's Luke 2 and 40. Yeah. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And then you go on down to verse 52 in Luke 2 and 52. And it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So here, Mary taught him the word. Mary schooled him. My wife saw a vision of this, how Mary schooled him. She kept the things of God before his eyes, kept the things of God in his heart. So what I'm asking you, you know, and it's wrong teaching that when we get the Holy Ghost, we just sit down. We don't strive for anything else. We don't strive to grow. We don't strive to come forward in ministry. We don't strive. We don't put our hand to the plow and apply the Word of God to our life. And it's caused a lot of people that love God, that God works something in their life, to just sit down and the devil hinder them. I've seen people destroyed because they weren't taught to seek God and grow. Children of God, just receiving the Holy Ghost is not the end all and the be all. It is the beginning of your relationship with God. I pray these words sink down in your spirit and God gets your attention. Until our next session, may God bless you.